The much less religious minorities elect own representatives. In Iran, according to the constitution, the majlis, or the parliament, which is an elected body, is the legislature that is in charge of the lawmaking process for smooth functioning of the government, along with two other branches of the Iranian government, that is, the executive and the judicial branch. Stay with us for the seventh episode of the daily series on the role and functioning of the Iranian parliament, the majlis, as we approach the 11th parliamentary elections in the Islamic Republic. Today's program is titled Religious Minorities Elect Own Representatives. Stay with us. The Islamic Republic of Iran is among countries where people of different religious inclinations live in peaceful coexistence and work towards national interests. As a matter of fact, the Constitution of the Islamic Republic not only guarantees full rights to followers of different monotheistic religions on the basis of human dignity, but grants them the right to elect their representatives of their own faith to the Majlis, the Iranian parliament, or the legislative branch of the government. In accordance with the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution, recognized religious minorities include Christians, Zoroastrians, Jews, who are citizens of Iran enjoying equal rights as their Muslim compatriots. Article 4 of the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution has reserved 5 parliamentary seats for the minority representatives on the basis of their numbers in the country. These representatives take care of the affairs of the followers of their faiths, freedom of ceremonies, of worship in churches, synagogues, and fire temples, as well as the right to speak and teach their respective languages to their communities. For instance, the Christians, who are numerous compared to the other religious minorities in Iran, are divided into followers of the Armenian Church, the Assyrian Church, and the Chaldean Church. Interestingly, these ancient Christian sects have their own languages and rites of worship, for the practice of which they have complete freedom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. The government also allocates a separate budget for the religious minorities in order to enable them to conduct their cultural and sporting festivals, as well as their religious ceremonies. According to Article 13 of Iran's constitution, the religious minorities, that is, the Zoroastrians, Christians, and Jews, whose citizenship rights have been appropriately explained, actively take part in elections and lawmaking by electing to the parliament representatives from their own communities. It is thus a unique system in Iran not found anywhere else in the world. For example, Muslims in India number more than 250 million, but their representation in the Indian parliament is very low, because despite having such large numbers, they're not allowed to elect representatives of their own community for the legislature and are forced to vote for members of the majority community who are not familiar with or are unconcerned about the rights and welfare of the followers of Islam. In the Islamic Republic of Iran, whose system of popular religious rule is thus far better than the democracies of the West or of the Third World, gives full rights to not only the different Muslim denominations, but to all religious minorities. Thus, the Christians have a total of 3 members within the parliament, that is, the Armenians, the Assyrians, and the Chaldeans, whilst the Jews and the Zoroastrians have one representative each in proportion to their numbers in the Iranian parliament, the Majlis. The representative of Christian Assyrians in the Majlis notes that in accordance to the National Elections Act, one lawmaker is elected for every 200,000 people. However, the Zoroastrians and the Jews, despite their low numbers, are entitled to have one representative each in Iran's national parliament, the Majlis. Based on Article 84 of the Islamic Republic of Iran's constitution, every lawmaker whose credentials has been approved is thereafter not solely the representative of a city or a religious minority, and is in fact the representative of the entire nation, participating in meetings and decision-makings without any restrictions. His vote, similar to votes of other lawmakers, can influence the approval or rejection of any given new legislation. Ismail Farouqi, a lecturer in American University, notes, "Non-Muslim citizens within the territory of the Islamic government enjoy the right to protect their identity and values within the framework of public laws. Thus, religious minorities in Iran elect their own independent lawmakers to the Iranian parliament, the Majlis, and they have the right to vote similar to all other lawmakers in the Majlis. This is in sharp contrast to Western countries, which claim to champion human rights, but deny religious minorities their basic rights. For instance, Muslims constitute 3.5% of Germany's population, but they are not represented in the German parliament, the Bundestag. The same is the case in France and Britain, as well as in the United States. This means the Islamic Republic of Iran has the most dynamic system of government in the world." Well, dear listeners, that's the end of today's program. Tune in tomorrow for the 8th episode of this series. Until then, goodbye and God bless.